Welcome to What the Fit, a podcast about what it means to be fit, whatever the fuck that means. I'm your host, Christelle Rubio, and I'm helping to share the stories of cool people doing cool shit, from fitness trainers to wellness coaches, entrepreneurs, and entertainers. We'll hear the behind-the-scenes journey, all the different ways we can take care of ourselves, and of course, we'll answer and explore the big question of, what does being fit mean to you? Welcome to What the Fit, a podcast about what it means to be fit, whatever the fuck that means. Thank you so much for joining into that. This is a very special episode. This is our monthly segment of High on the Hill, where me, myself, and some other girlies are atop a hill, and we are high. we are smoking marijuana. We're smoking weed. We're going to tell you about the kind of weed that we're smoking here in a second. And this episode is so special. My heart is beating out of my chest right now because this guest that I have on here, one of the guests that I have on here, is my most anticipated guest of the last 2 years.
Oh my gosh.
Like, as soon as I started High on the Hill, as soon as I said, I want to do this segment on this podcast, I really want to smoke weed and get high and like do the important things of life, right?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Connect with community.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And when I thought about this, you,
God,
were the one.
Like, for real,
that
for
I
real.
Was like, I need to have on this podcast.
Like, the people know. They know this voice. Mm-hmm. They know that laugh.
I know. For those who do not, sadly, this is Adri DeFisher. Adri is a community leader.
Period.
My God.
First and foremost.
I was going back and forth. I'm like, how do I want to introduce this woman who is so impactful in the Over the Rhine community? And I was like, okay, well, she has so many different roles. She wears many different hats.
So many.
Many people know her as a bartender, which also, like, how do we feel about the name bartender to talk about the role of YouTube professional? Because you two are professionals. You are career professionals.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
People come to see you specifically where you are for them to give you your money because you are delivering a supreme experience.
Yeah. True.
And you're known in the community.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And so bartender, to me, sometimes it's like, it's not enough.
Not enough.
It's not. Especially in your shoes, Adri, you're like a DJ and fucking chef.
A vibe creator.
I'm sweating.
Like, for real.
No, you're going to sweat and you're like, we're in a sauna.
Yeah, how do you feel about bartender, though?
I don't know. It doesn't really bother me.
No?
I mean, the people that know me know what I'm doing and why I'm doing it.
Right.
And if, like, some rando comes in, they'll be like, what's your other job? Or like, what's your real job? And I'm like, well, sir, this is it.
This is
a profession.
This big job.
Yes. Like, if we think about the important jobs of the world, like, where do people go to celebrate, to find love, to talk about heartbreak, for holidays, to get fucked? Like, they go to a bar.
Yes.
And a bar needs a bartender for that experience to exist.
Yes, 1,000%.
Yeah.
That's why I kind of don't like, well, this is like, getting into something else, but like robotic service.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Or like things like that, because I'm like, it is just so impersonal for me. And I feel like when I go out to eat or if I go somewhere, I want to have the experience of connecting with whoever's working.
Right.
Yes.
And like have a little quirk, a little flaw, something unique. I feel that.
You see this, these places popping up a lot in like fucking Charlotte for some reason,
okay,
where you get a little bracelet. And then there's taps on the wall, and you put your bracelet up, and then you get your own thing. And
I'm
then you
angry.
Go, like, sit, and I'm like, this is boring as fuck.
Yes. First of all, when you said bracelet, obviously I went fashion, like chic, but that's giving, like, communism to, like, a higher degree. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
And also the, like, swipe a card, load a card up, and then, self-serve places.
We need
like,
you.
Like, I did that all of COVID. I was sick of being my own bartender. I can't
do you miss
do
it
this.
Ever? Like, do you miss COVID bartending
I've loved
ever?
It.
Did you?
Oh, my God. Fuck. I don't know if I should say that.
No, it's okay.
I thrive. Free space.
I thrive.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. I was so happy.
Those people are so old, they're never going to listen to us, like, pop, you know what I mean? Like, thank you, government. Thank you, unemployment.
How do you feel about the term bar maiden?
Oh, God. That's one that's...
Me making fun of myself. I like it when we're making fun of ourselves.
Yeah, barmaid. I agree. A barmaid. Yeah. A barmaid. Yeah. Like, you know, like bar wench.
Yeah.
Bar wench. We like bar witch.
Bub, love a bar witch.
Bar witch.
Bar witch. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I like that. At Let's go with that.
Like, there's some places that call it hospitality specialist.
Yeah.
And I did not love that at first.
Oh, God. That's like, the worst.
A
coctologist.
A coctologist is
the worst one.
I like that. Okay, okay, okay. But so we're going to go with... We're gonna, for the purpose of this recording, we're gonna go with Bar Witch. We're gonna go with Bar Witch.
Oh, yeah.
So the top head Bar Witch of a beloved neighborhood bar, Liberty's Bar and Bottle, also known as Liberty's, also known as Libs.
Yes.
Also known as Live Laugh Libs.
Yes.
Live,
laugh, and also, it's a little unknown, but also Lely's.
Oh, Lely's.
Lely's is the, if you know.
Oh,
Lely's. Well, now they know.
Yeah.
That's a little jam.
That's great. That's great. But,
that's a little jam.
But truly a... I'm partial. I'm going to argue the most magical place in OTR.
I agree.
And
so many experiences.
It is, and I think it's all to obviously the people behind the name. We were just talking about this offline, right? Like, it is so OTR rooted.
For sure.
And that comes through in the experience that you're providing. And I think why it is like, the neighborhood OTR bar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it, like, we jokingly refer to it as study hall.
Absolutely.
Like, it's like the communal space. It's the town square. It's the fucking
that's
mall.
Where you have to go
I call
get
it
coffee.
My other living room.
I'm in my living room.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Like, I'm gonna go make a coffee.
Yes.
And then, like, look at my phone and figure out what I have to do today.
Yes.
And then I'm gonna start my day. But, like, yeah, we're gonna start here.
No, if I'm out somewhere else, whoever I'm with, it's like, well, we're eventually
going to be there.
Unspoken, like that's where the home base is. Like when
you're
recently on the cover of Cincinnati Magazine,
wild as a
best neighborhood bar,
but like
nailed
also,
it. They had to. Sometimes
didn't it look so good?
It
sometimes
did.
That bar
I think
is so pretty. I can't.
We also had no clue.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's so
fucking
humble.
Amazing.
But I sometimes I think that Cincinnati Magazine does not get it right. For example, they had an entire chicken issue.
We'll
they
never
had,
forgive this.
They
for
had
Stel.
75 chicken restaurants.
This
in Cincinnati,
fucked me, you, and Haley up.
And they
no
did
pony?
Not include.
They did not include pony.
Oh,
that was crazy.
Mistake. Like you
damn.
Got it wrong. But they got this right.
They got that right.
On the cover.
They did.
I will say
Liberties.
But I think we talked about this. They were doing that to be naughty. You know what I'm saying? That felt like they were trying to pick a bone. Like, not putting pony there was intentional.
Oh, God.
That's terrible.
Like, that's
or I feel like people just don't know.
And that's okay, too, because, like, it's already sometimes a trials and tribulations to get it, and, like,
correct.
I need to have access to it. So
that's real.
That's
real.
Okay.
Don't go to pony.
So before we continue, the third voice that you're hearing on this podcast is the... one and only Tony, and she is going
so
to
weird.
Introduce herself real
I
quick
love it.
Because you will recognize the iconic
so
voice.
Yes.
Oh my God, this is so weird because I'm high, but I did think about that. I was like, oh my gosh, I get to go on and just like, whatever. Hi, it's me, Tony. Short for Anthony, short for Gertha Kitt.
Yes.
I don't know. Just your neighborhood girl.
Yes.
Living her trans experience. If you haven't seen me online, making fun of my wigs and just trying to laugh through the growing pains. Hi.
I love it.
I'm here.
Hello.
You can call me Tony if you want. Yeah. I mean, it's preferable. You should call me Tony.
Yes.
You just should.
Yes.
But like, if you call me Anthony, I'm not mad. Because that's a good experience.
It is. But also, you're Tony with an I.
With an I.
Yeah.
Like
with
Braxton.
Duh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like Morrison.
Yes.
Like Colette.
Yep.
Like Tony Colette is a baddie.
Yeah.
For sure.
Straight up.
Yeah. So I think it was like, okay. Well, yeah, I won't go too deep in that. I feel like this might not be appropriate. But
That's good. I mean, I think they got it.
Yeah.
And we're so happy. So happy to have you choking on the vape.
thanks. I love this place. I miss it.
Yeah.
And do you remember when I started coming on the podcast? I'd be so nervous. And I'd be like, I don't know. Like, what am I going to talk? I don't know. I feel like I was always.
You've grown so much.
Pretty nervous. But I'm like, I've been on the pod and I love this space.
Yeah.
This
another
like.
We love you on it.
Like, you know, resource that is just like. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is now like a home. It's home.
It's totally
home. So I was like, oh my God, I can't wait to go in there and like
much
chat.
Like much like Libs is totally home.
It is.
When I got back from traveling yesterday, like I was so fucking tired and I knew in my heart of hearts, like go just be home.
Yes.
Just stay home.
Like relax.
But it was so beautiful. I knew they're serving $1 highlight.
Yeah.
And I, you know.
And it's the perfect location. It's on the cusp.
Somehow
That's true.
Somehow I just found you myself find your way, down there.
All roads lead
all
to lips.
All roads lead back to lips.
Straight up.
Straight up. And God. While I was there, I was just like, oh my God, it was such like a good, like, okay, I'm home.
I'm home.
This is such a familiar place.
Yeah.
I love it so much. I love the people. And I know that anyone listening that has the same experience, like, it is truly something special. And I think that's owed to you and the gang.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
You girlies is. And the gang.
Yeah.
Because,
and also...
Because there are plenty of bars in OTR.
That is true.
Yeah. And there are a handful that have that sense of, like, community.
Exactly.
Which is fairly special.
And also, if people that are listening have homies that, like, don't love Cincinnati or just haven't figured it out, like, obviously share the pod and, like, the High on the Hill, because we just all love it so much. I think that's, like, a cool part of my experience of, like, getting to know you guys is that, like... We just, like, really want to have fun here. We're, like...
totally.
Like, no matter what, like, we can go around the world, but, like, anytime I'm anywhere, I'm like, I can't wait to go back to
I cannot wait. And you know what?
And I love this place. Yeah. So, like, I don't know. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah. You brought up a really good point. It triggered something in my brain. I was thinking about, you know, how I was going to introduce Adri and the experience, because it's so important to me to get it right. And I was thinking about how much bar witches help contribute to my... wellness.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. My well-being. Because one of the core values that I hold for myself as a human, you know, that helps me make decisions and helps me, you know, find out who I align with. Mm-hmm. One of those core values is fun.
Yes.
Yes.
And when All am day. I having the most fucking fun? Sitting at the end of the bar with Adri, vaping our faces off.
Can you pass that vape?
Cackling. When we've said pretty much nothing at all.
No. We're giggling. Just fumbling in each other's bags like this.
Well, no.
Little rats.
Yeah.
Looking for vapes.
True.
Okay. Before we continue, though, we've got to talk about the strain of weed we're smoking, because this is really going to help everyone understand where we're coming from right now.
Yeah.
I like
and
it.
How we're You're feeling. Right. So the strain is Love and Stroke.
Is it Stroke or Stoke?
Stoke, I meant to say. I was
like, girl, wait, hold on.
Maybe wish
Love
you.
And Stroke.
I should just let it go, but this, and we got this ring from Hustler Hollywood.
You said that was such a straight face, too. I don't think that's right.
That's so sensual.
I am horny.
It's an aphrodisiac.
I'm horny. That's what that is.
Yeah. Have you guys tried any of the weed horny stuff? Like, is that a part of the industry that I haven't tapped into? Is that a thing?
There are specific strains that like definitely make me more hornier than others. Like,
okay,
Blue Dream is one.
Okay, got you.
Like,
I just
I've
never intentionally used that, like, witchery like that, where I was like, this is going to, like, metabolize my horniness.
No, that's why I like to do this on the podcast, like, talk about the weed that we're smoking, because then I feel like it helps people if they're like, ooh, I actually, like, want that kind of experience, but I don't know what to order when I go to a dispensary. And obviously, when it's, like, recreationally legal, people are all going to be busting down the doors. So I'm just trying to create a resource guide for people. Really.
I love your order. It's like a Starbucks order. Like, I feel like when you go to get weed, you're like, I want something hybrid sativa, like, dominant.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want it to make me, like, flirty and, like, in love with life.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I want everything to sparkle and shine.
Yes.
Yeah, sparkle and shine. And I'm
That's
like,
why
I'm
I keep Googling
too.
Shit all the time. Okay, like, so what is
this is Love and Stoke. It is a complex cross of Harlequin... Power, Purple Sour Diesel, and Ripped Bubba. The hybrid's buds are dark green in color with a purple accent and orange hairs. Yes, can confirm. Mm-hmm. Its earthy and floral flavors carry a sweetness that may leave you feeling peaceful, giggly, and carefree.
LOL.
And that is what we are feeling. So the feelings are relaxed, aroused, tingly.
It is stroke. Indeed.
The strain flavors are nutty, woody, and berry. 33% of people says it helps with depression. 33% of people say it helps with lack of appetite, meaning you're going to be hungry. I don't feel that, though.
I don't either.
And 33% of people says it helps with muscle spasms.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
That's great.
Good to know.
Yeah.
To know.
So now that that's out of the way, Adri, I want to learn more about you. And the funny thing is that Adri and I actually go way back.
Yeah.
You were literally like my door into OTR. Like, I don't know if I could get in without you. Like, I don't have enough tattoos to be properly accepted in the community. And so because of that, like, I needed an in.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And like, I need like, when you enter a country club and you need references.
Oh, for sure. No, one.
Like, I had Adri as my reference. So like, I'm good. Like,
absolutely.
I can walk the streets with confidence.
Because you have the library, Adri. You like know what this what the neighbors do.
Yeah. So we go way back because her dad married my best friend from high school's aunt.
Yes.
So like when we were like 15,
yes.
I was hearing from my best friend like, oh my God, my cousin yes. Adrian Cincinnati. She's yes. so yes. fun. She's so fucking wild.
Oh
she's
my
like
God.
Making out with boys at the pier at Hilton.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh my God. Revealed my secrets. Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
and God. So, yeah, yeah, yeah. So while we know each other on that level,
yes.
I feel like I don't know that much about your professional career here in the community.
True.
So, like, take us through the story. How, beginning to where you got to where you are now today.
Oh, man. Okay. So I'm going to, like, jump forward
yes.
to, like, my beginning of working in OTR.
Yeah.
Because I was living in Vermont at the time, and I was like, this is not for me. Yeah. And so I was like, I'm going to move back to OTR because I'd lived there prior to moving to Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
And it was right when Vine Street starts popping.
And this is what, 2013, 2014?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Probably 2013, I guess.
Yeah.
And I hear about this brand new restaurant opening called The Eagle.
Oh, yes.
And
this
they
brand new restaurant.
This brand new restaurant. They need bartenders. And I've been in the service industry since I was 16.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had every sort of experience except for really bartending. Mm-hmm. Like I could pour wine and beer.
Yes.
But the only mixed drink I knew how to make was like a Jack and Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Because that's what I drank at the time,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah.
Two-part cocktail. Flash forward to my time now, still a two-part cocktail.
Two-part cocktail.
Girl.
Yeah.
They're just clear.
Yeah. Yeah. We live.
So I'm like, all right, I'm moving back home. I'm going to work at the Eagle. Mm-hmm. And I go to Neon's the night that I drive cross country with my cat.
Mm-hmm.
I go to Neon's and just get hammered.
Neon's.
Okay, with had you all been my before? Friends.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know? Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I was coming back home.
Yes.
Yeah. Neon's was open, Liz was on. So Neon's was home. So I get so fucked up, and I have to be at the Eagle at like 9:45 the next morning
for like an interview type of thing or to report.
I was already
to work. Got hired.
I got hired over the phone. It was the whole thing, and so I show up, and the person that was training me is teaching me the house cocktails, and I don't know anything. He's talking about like ounces, and I was like, I never took that math class.
Yes. No, what was that?
I didn't get that far.
That's so scientific.
I was like, ounces, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm like pouring things and I'm like shaking. I'm like, I can do it. Yeah. And I'm like wanting to cry and I'm so red. And then I power through it. I'm like, you can do this. You can bullshit your way through this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is how most bartenders happen.
Literally.
Literally.
I'm still bullshitting.
Yeah, same.
Like, you know what I'm saying? But I can't. You're my boss, so I shouldn't tell you that. However,
I'm still bullshitting,
but
straight up.
Yeah.
So anyway, I work at the Eagle. I then flash forward. I work at Kruger's, mm-hmm. Neon's, and Liberty's is like a thing,
mm-hmm.
and they need to hire people,
mm-hmm.
or they needed bartenders.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say I'm the only employee that they gave a wine test to. Like, literally, they made me take a wine test, Garth and Tom, namely Tom, because they thought that I was, like, not it.
They were trying to weed you out.
They were trying to see if I was serious.
That is hilarious.
Because I was a wild child.
You were known as a wild child around.
But did you, like, know wine? Like, how did you feel about wine at that point?
I had a very base knowledge.
Okay, yeah.
I knew some things.
Like you knew how to
sell it. I knew beer more than wine, so that's why they tested me on wine.
Oh, okay.
I didn't really know a lot. Like, if you asked
me
then.
Did you study?
Yeah.
Oh, you had to study?
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
I was like, I have to do this.
Yes.
For which now you're like wined up.
Now
you're
like do this.
A level thumb.
I would not say that.
But like, you enjoy wine, I feel like, at that level.
Yes.
Like, the way that you hang out and stuff.
Yes.
I don't know.
That's true.
And talk about it.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
I love it.
So anyway.
Yeah.
So they hire you.
They hire me.
They say
that you're my test.
You pass the test.
Mm-hmm. I pass my test.
Uh-huh.
They realize I'm not dumb.
Yeah.
I'm really good at my job. I can do this.
Yes.
And now here we are 10 years later.
10 years later.
10 years later.
That's so cool. And you, know all the wine.
Yeah.
Like you can.
And now we have.
I should take a test.
You know,
Pony
all the wine
and Atwood.
Yeah.
Which,
like,
expansive.
Okay.
Expansive. Yeah. An empire.
And
Liberty,
I'm a
Pony Connection.
A small owner.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely. Women in STEM.
Cool. And, like
that's
which
important.
I was like, okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
I put in 10 years of my life here.
Exactly.
And somewhere that I truly love.
Yes, and that you believe in. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it's cool. Yeah, it's like strange to talk about, but I like it.
No,
it makes me a little sweaty, but
yeah. Well, like I said, you're going to sweat anyway.
You're such a badass.
Yeah, the whole executive team.
Yeah.
Like shout out. I'm sure it takes a team effort.
It does. Yeah. I'm thankful for Garth and Tom.
Yeah,
We all are creating this always. Community space for us.
Literally.
Absolutely. Yeah. Everywhere you guys go, everywhere you guys move, I think we'll always have that. Like that's
aura.
The shared,
yeah,
like,
it's like,
you know,
a little it's like magic nutrient, sparkle.
Like when the fertilizer, it's like good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I love working for you guys.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
I
I'm
love that you're with us.
Yeah, I'm really happy we got to get a little backstory. That's good. I didn't know all this good OTR history. And I think we'll probably come into some more OTR history as we go through our phone notes. So this is the segment of the show.
Oh, God.
This
I
is
forgot.
The segment of the show where we go into our phone notes where we have been keeping our high thoughts. Now, this episode has been, I would say, months in the making. Like, we've really been talking about doing this, so this is much anticipated. Mm-hmm. I think that I want to start with, I this is a question for both of you.
Okay.
I think about this often as I'm going on my walks.
Okay.
What do you think is the smelliest place in OTR?
Okay.
Anywhere that I am.
So my smelliest place is on 14th, right behind City Bird, where that huge conglomerate of
that
dumpsters.
That is stinky.
Oh,
that might be it.
Over
it?
By, Lost and Found.
That might be it.
Yeah.
You walk down that alley.
And you're like,
I don't
want to
be there, you guys. I'm scared.
Yeah.
It is a force.
Okay.
And especially on trash day. Like, you're
also
done
that.
For.
Yeah. But also, like, I think just summertime in general.
Yes.
Murray was picking me up the other day, and I came out of Libs, and I was like, it smells like
human feces.
Yeah.
Like
gross.
Bad.
Everywhere.
Yeah, and it probably is.
Yeah. Yeah. So
there are a lot of dog turds on the side. It's just
we
gross.
Live in a shit.
Yeah.
In the summer too, then it starts. I feel like all these like dead baby birds
yes.
on the ground.
Oh,
yes. Okay.
That, every year, those
crazy.
Are my omens for me. I'm
are
like
they?
Because I feel like I see like three dead
so
baby
do
birds.
I.
Yeah. I'm like, this is gonna be a bad day.
No.
Fuck.
Sorry.
Damn.
I know.
But seeing is believing. So
or
you know,
just
I'm, yeah,
something changes.
Something's gonna change. Okay. There's gonna be a big shift.
Now
usually bad.
I will have to only think about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well. Here's to no more dead baby birds.
Here's
which
to
is
no
unrealistic.
More dead baby birds.
You're right.
Unrealistic.
Okay, so yeah, that was just a quick little one of mine.
I like
so
that.
Now, so
yeah.
now
I
let's
like
move
that.
On. Adri, you can go next.
Oh my God, I don't know if I can start yet.
No?
Okay.
We have your list if you've forgotten it that you sent to us.
I haven't forgotten.
Okay.
All right, fine. I'm going to rip the Band-Aid.
Let's go.
I think about, I read a lot of like fantasy books.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Oh, okay, cool.
Mass. And growing up, my mom was always like, we'd be like in the garden. She'd be like, okay, keep your eyes out. There are like fairies in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
And I like was like, oh my God, you know?
Yeah.
So I got on to Fairy Ring TikTok.
What is happening?
Okay.
Take us down this lane.
And it's like these women that will point out these like fairy villages. So usually it's a half stump.
Yes.
That's covered in moss.
Yes.
And it has these like little like almost like a tunnel of flowers like up.
Okay.
And she's like, okay, this is the certain like moss tree that protects the fairies, like all the shit. And it is crazy.
Okay. Where are these locations?
You almost spit your gum out.
I almost spit my gum out. Where are the locations?
Know.
Like, do they tell you where they are? Are they, like, coveted?
I don't know. I need
I
to go
like they're
back.
They're in, like, Scotland.
Yeah, oh, straight up.
Oh, they have to be in Scotland.
Yeah.
In a glen.
They're in Washington
yeah.
Park, definitely.
Death. those florals definitely have some magic.
They do.
So,
okay, so then, like, what's there? Like, that's where the fairies are? Like, that's how you find the fairies?
Is there, like, fairy stages?
They, like, live there.
Are they visible to the human eye?
Okay.
Do they go into that?
Yeah, what about that?
They go into that.
Yeah.
Which is
yeah, they do.
Wild. I'm like, okay, that's a little,
no,
you know.
These are the same kind of people that they have toy horses that they're galloping
yes,
on.
Yes, yes. Straight up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, got you.
Yes.
Not mad at the community.
And
I
probably also
upset.
The same ones that are making bank, putting on mermaid tails, and fucking filming it in the ocean.
I would 100%
same
pay to go
people.
To a show. I would it's pay to go to a show.
I saw this same. In real life.
Did you?
Yeah.
That is impressive. How do you feel?
It was insane.
But do you know what it kind of reminds me of? Just like like street performers.
Yes.
Like people pretend to be a transformer
of the sea.
On the city. So why can't someone pretend to be a mermaid straight in the ocean?
Right.
I hope they have a tip jar.
They
for sure.
This girl, so it's this woman like swimming and then like flipping her hair up in slow
And is she like doing it well, or is she just like learning, like trying to figure it out?
I think she was a professional. Okay. And her
professional mermaid.
Like Yes. And her boyfriend or whoever is underwater with goggles, swimming alongside
like, love
with
me like
flippers
that.
And love me like filming. That. So then I was in, I was at like the Alabama Shores, and it's right.
Oh
on, like,
my
the
God,
Florida,
mermaids
Alabama.
In the Alabama Shore,
right?
America is so mystical.
That's where the first mermaids.
That's where. That is where.
That is their origin story.
Oh fuck.
Aura Finn.
Yeah.
Aura Finn. Okay, wait. Do you ever write your own little fairy stories?
No.
Have you thought, like, because you like are in deep, right?
I am in deep. Like, I used to write, but I don't write it.
No,
I'll write like weird, like things in my phone, like poems.
Oh my God, poems. That's so.
I'll never show you.
No,
I will. I might.
You might.
It's about dogs.
Oh, stop! It's about Roscoe or dogs in general.
Both.
Oh, that's really.
Like, did you know that your community leaders are
you're gonna have to
artists?
Cut
artists.
This out.
Artists.
Cut it out.
Because now every time someone sees you, they're gonna be like, "Will you please give me a dog poem?" And you can be like, "Yes,
yes
for 25 cents."
Yes, I can.
No, every time you buy a hot dog from me, it comes
with it comes the poem.
I should brand
a dog and a dog.
A poem.
On the little
hot
dog.
Oh my God.
I was gonna say on the hot dog. Oh.
Yeah.
Brand
that
a little
too.
One liner.
That fucking too. That
that's
too.
An even better idea.
Love it.
Like, that's why you're on this podcast. Because you want to brand a hot dog with the poems that you write about.
Because it's
it's
a poem about wieners on a wiener. Yeah.
Like, the meta of it.
Are you kidding
me? Like, the level... The level of
brilliant
of genius that goes into
I'm not sure if that's
it. I love a hot dog and I love fashion. That's fashion on a dog. Yeah, let's do it. Wait, I want to see it.
Oh my God.
All right, your turn.
Your turn. Okay. Yeah, shoot.
Oh, that was good.
Okay, so I've been... Christelle, you recently asked me like if I was going to start playing in makeup. And not playing, but you were just like... Let me rephrase that. You were like... Are you going to like you just were asking me about my makeup experience for which I like responded and said what I said. But then like, I don't know. It just really like kind of inspired me and opened up a thing that I just hadn't thought about realistically. And so I've been like dabbling and having a weird fun time. And like Adri, like, you know, I feel like our connection was on lipstick.
Yes.
Like
1,000%.
Christelle, I don't know if you, do you know this story?
The purple lipstick.
About the purple lipstick.
Tell me, yeah.
So Adri, and I've literally like loved you since I've lived here, when I moved here. I feel like we had a connection, but regardless, there was a, was it Tea Dance?
Yeah.
And, that was at Rosedale.
Yes.
Like, hey, Neons. Yeah. And it was just a cute time. Everyone's hanging out. And I definitely think there was maybe, I was maybe on a mushroom, or maybe I was just a fairy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And at,
possessed by, a fairy was on your shoulder.
It was on my shoulder.
You were in your own fairy ring.
Yeah.
And
I just remember one moment turning around, and Adri is like, obviously you're known for like your makeup and your stunning like looks and your artistry, but like your lip, I feel like is like a fucking like, is a part of.
Yeah,
it's like saying your
it's
your
like it's like the iconic thing. Like if you were to do a branding of Adri's face, 100%. The lip would be the thing.
It'd be like a sexy brow,
and
a good lip,
and the cat eye.
And a cat eye. Mm-hmm. Honestly, be the full face. But I like lip, but regardless.
Honestly, it's the whole face.
It's the whole face. But then I turn around and I look, and everyone, like a large portion of our wing of the bar is all wearing. Adri is just applying lipstick to all of us.
I am.
And we all are wearing this gorgeous purple lip.
It was
and
so
it was
good.
It was like a fucking
it's
beauty
like
summit.
Color of like your leggings.
Low key.
Almost.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like
and
a
I just
plum.
Yeah.
It was like
plum.
Brighter.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was very cute.
And it was so much fun. And it was just like literally anyone who wanted.
Like, I was like, do you want
do
some
Do you want
this?
Some lipstick?
Yeah. Here you go.
It was cute as fuck. and so I've been
new wholesome meaning to the word lipstick party.
Lipstick party.
Truly a lipstick
it was
party.
The fucking highlight.
Party. Yeah.
But I've been going and hanging out at Sephora, which I think Sephora to me, as someone who like is now like trying to like seriously shop for makeup, has become what's the girl school from Hogwarts? Do you guys remember the name of it?
My God, that Fleur went to.
Yeah,
it's
Fleur
an academy.
Went to, the academy.
It's
something with a B. Right?
Wow, you.
Yeah.
you are testing our hair.
I'm so sorry.
And I'm failing. And I'm
judge us. You guys should judge us on
you're
that.
You're screaming at
it. Something. Yeah. Bobatons.
Oh,
what is it?
Yeah.
Is it Bobatons? Bobatons?
Okay, perfect.
Bobatons!
Oh my God.
Yes!
Okay, Sephora would be a class here. Like, if that school, okay, Sephora would be a course that
for
you could take
Sephora,
because it's
so
witchcraft.
Overwhelming.
It is amazing. I am having the best time at Sephora. I like literally have my girlies. Shout out to Sydney. Like, she's a G. She's like esthetician.
The Kenwood Sephora. The
Rookwood.
Rookwood.
I'm like, I have to go in and see them. They gave me books to read for.
Fuck yeah.
Like, they actually gave me, I can't remember the name of the Fairy Smut book that the one person gave me. I think her name was Lainey.
Yeah.
But Sydney gave me a book to read. But regardless, I just love it. I wish they had a cafe. I'd go hang out all the time. But one thing that I'm intrigued in and searching for is a lip. And so, like, what are some lip trends that you've, like, been working? Well, not even trends. Just what's some lip stuff you've been working on recently and, like, really jazzed about when you're, like, you know what I'm saying, placing your gorgeous face in?
Okay. So, you know, I love a red lip.
Love.
And I love a blue red, like a blue undertone red.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, absolutely.
Because it also makes your teeth look whiter.
Yo. Okay. T.
That, perfect. For sure. Thanks. So any blue undertone is good. Cool toned. I also have been really liking just, like, a nude lip or like some kind of like mauve-y kind of something.
Okay.
Or low key, just like a good gloss.
Good gloss.
Yeah, for this summer, I think a good gloss is necessary.
Yeah. Where do you, how are y'all glossing? Like, what's your gloss of choice?
So the Sephora brand.
Yes.
Lip, like clear gloss or like even has like a light pinkish tint.
Yeah.
I think it's like $8.
Okay,
that
perfect.
Is a good fucking gloss.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keep
Sephora
in the
brand itself is that great.
Perfect.
10 out of 10.
I just bought this new lip that I have been exclusively wearing and obsessed with.
Yeah.
I was wearing it on Saturday night, the night of the gala.
An
infamous
I'll mic. Never get over your look. I'll never get over Z looks.
Oscar de la
Lulu.
I got the dress from Lulu's.
I saw her. I said, girl, are you wearing Oscar de la Renta? She was like, yeah. Honestly, I am. And I was like,
from Lulu. But anyway, so it's Hourglass. The brand is Hourglass.
Okay.
And it's like a, I'll show it to you before you leave, but because I don't know the name of the product, but it's like a twist up cap and it's like a lipstick, but it's glossy and plumping.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck me up on the
product. Like, the product is supreme. I'm like, Hourglass is like a luxury product for sure, but it delivers a luxury experience.
Love that. It's
like
scientific.
Your lips are plumped, but they're stained, but they're glossy. It's like a 3-in-1 product.
A fucking spell.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yes.
That's what's up. Which is
also launch party.
Love a launch party.
Do.
You always are putting me on a launch party every single time.
Yeah, they have good shit.
How do you feel about lip liner?
Oh, yeah.
It depends. Like, for a red lip, I'll do a lip liner under it because it makes it last the entire night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then I just have like a lip combo where I have a darker lip liner and then like the lighter shade of the lip. Stick and then I kind of all blend it in.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I have really been on to lip liners lately.
Yeah.
Like in the last couple of years, but like it's not something that I do all the time.
Right.
But like if I have a lip
crispy.
I have a lip liner on, like watch out.
Yeah.
Oh, like a lip liner and gloss or a lip liner and stick?
Lip liner and like a lipstick or lip liner and a colored gloss over it.
Yeah,
yeah, not just like a lip liner on its own.
Right,
like some girlies like that.
Which like
look,
that's a look.
That's
go
not
on.
That is a look.
It is a look.
It's a look.
And it's not for me.
At. Yeah.
Not where I am. No. Mm. But a lip liner is like, I mean business.
Yeah.
Like it's
I feel that.
I agree with that.
Yeah. So me playing in makeup right currently, I feel like Mimi from the Drew Carey Show. Like,
no.
Literally. Because
but
like,
I was cracking
but
up
I
when
love
you posted
Mimi. First of all, I love her because she was fearless.
Yes.
In style, in beauty.
Yes.
And she was she was a fucking baddie. Like
that's
there
true.
Was no one could take that away from her.
Yeah.
And she's an icon. But and I'm not mad, but like for some reason I keep going towards this like very vibrant aquatic eye.
Yes.
And I cannot shy away from it.
Do it. I was just at
I'm
a work conference and my CEO gave really, really, really good advice that I think is very applicable here.
Yeah,
and he said like fail quickly and fail cheaply.
Yeah.
Meaning
absolutely.
Just take risks. Who if cares? If it's not going to be an expensive fail, which like you playing with your makeup is not an expensive fail.
It's not expensive.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
So like,
well, do kind it quick. Because like, I'm going off. Like I'm having a good time. Anastasia Beverly Hills and Charlotte Tilbury.
And I should rephrase that. Expensive monetarily, yes. But not expensive to like your mental health or like your experience in the world.
No, you're right.
You know, like it's not taking a lot of energy, like that type of energy for you. So like, fail fast, meaning take risks, try it.
Yeah.
Know, figure out quickly what works and what doesn't work for you.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a cheap fail, so like, go for
it. I'm really excited.
And like a turquoise on you would be so pretty.
But it goes straight Mimi, and I'm not mad.
No.
Me and Haley are really geeked about that. Anastasia Beverly Hills BB. Have you guys tried the BB stick?
No.
It's like a... Oh, it's crazy. It's fucking milk.
Okay.
And it comes in a stick. You roll it on like, dab it on like deodorant.
Oh, cool.
And it is creamy, moisturizing. Okay. It has like 8 fucking things. And Haley and I were messaging and I was like, I need you to come with me. Like, and she, we were just talking and she was like, I'm getting this for London. And I was like, bitch, I just got that for London.
Yes.
And
Because
I need a travel
Haley's
thing.
Haley's a makeup girl.
I was like, I need a travel thing. Yeah.
For sure.
So I'm like taking notes from all of you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Bam, bam. Keep sharing your stuff on your stories because I need to know.
Oh, yeah. Please. And you know what we should do? My friend Layla, who's a makeup artist.
Yes.
Do my makeup on Saturday.
Yes.
She does classes.
Oh, let's go.
That's tight.
Yeah.
That might be a really good idea.
Layla's blonde now, isn't she?
Yeah.
She looks good.
She looks fantastic.
Honestly, blondes are out here.
Yeah. You.
Blondes are
out
here.
We're loving your blonde.
We're loving it. I'm loving your blonde. Rihanna is hella blonde right now. Rihanna is...
Do you know when you sent me the video this morning, when she sent me a video of Rihanna?
Yeah.
And my first immediate thought was... Oh my God, do I need to go blonde?
Yeah, like, literally.
Like you're oh like, God. I was like, do I need to go blonde?
Like, how close do you need to be to the sun? Like, as close.
I get hair FOMO, like my own hair in the past.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, damn, I miss that.
Yeah.
And then Meredith will yell at me. And I'm like,
your hair
you're
looks
right.
so
I'm
good
like,
right
you're
now.
You're right.
But it's so weird because I'm used to seeing like another tone of color sort of thing. Have you ever like gone blonde?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've known you blonde.
I think we all have. And then we realize that it absolutely destroys our hair.
Yeah.
As girl, get a wig. Like, honestly, get a fucking wig.
It's not worth the integrity. I would love.
Dude, get a wig.
I would love that.
When I learn how to really secure this shit down, everyone's going to have a wig.
I will.
It'll just be like what I offer the girls.
Okay. Let's go. What wig are you getting?
What are you getting?
I want to get a straight, like hits like right above my shoulder, like blunt blonde.
Yes.
Like Coco. Yeah.
With bangs.
Yes. Oh, 1,000%.
I wish you guys could see the gesture of bangs. Literally, it's giving ASL. It is the bangs. It was giving fringe.
That was. Straight up.
Adrian, what about you?
God, I don't even know. Probably something something blue.
Yeah, I was thinking that you were
vibrant.
Yeah, blue or like turquoise. That. I miss.
You're a mermaid.
I'm trying.
How do you do
will
in
you
the
film
ocean?
Me?
Yeah. Yes, I will. I will,
at the,
man.
At the Ziegler
I
pool.
I literally will. I fucking will. Anything for you.
What if instead of a mermaid tail, I just have frog legs?
Oh my gosh!
No, I am renting.
Adrian, a frog.
I am renting the pool out.
Rent
we are shutting it down.
You have to write the script,
full
Adrian.
Photo shoot. We are going to get a production team.
Absolutely.
We're going to sell tickets.
Oh my gosh.
To view on the bleachers like a swim meet.
Yes. Okay. Oh my gosh.
So instead of OTR prom, we're doing OTR swim meet.
Yeah.
Competitive.
But it's just Adrian.
Yeah. In frog legs.
Against herself. One in a mermaid and then one in frog legs.
Oh my gosh. That's an expensive ticket.
Yourself.
That's high art.
People would be jumping in like taking dumps so that it would be canceled.
Oh,
like, please stop.
Yeah, people
get
are
out
gross.
Of here.
Okay, I have one.
Okay, what's a goodie?
This is just going to be a short, quick one. It's a question. So do you think washers and dryers are actually friends or just work friends?
Ooh, I'm going to say work friends.
Okay.
You think they're just work friends?
Because I feel like the dryer will get pissed if the washer doesn't drain all the way. And it's like you're putting in these clothes that are sopping wet. Yeah. I have to work twice as hard.
Yeah, it's real.
You know?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
And then the washer's like, I'm so sorry. It's not my fault.
Yeah.
I didn't load myself.
Yeah.
And it's just a circle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's
real. No, I get that. fuck.
I mean, honestly, what do you think?
I like to think of them as that they're close friends. Like, behind my back, they're kind of giggling at me.
Yeah, because they're hiding all our shit.
Yeah. They're like, oh, girl, like, you period underwear again.
Oh, like, damn,
like, you didn't learn your lesson the last every single fucking month.
Like, stop trying. Oh, God.
Why are you putting this hard towel in here?
Like, for real.
God. Yes.
That's not the right detergent.
Yeah. Like, you know, I think that they're, like, I think that they're, like, a little bit judgy behind my back. And, and I like that.
Okay. I also enjoy that, them being a little, little sharp.
Yeah. I agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good.
That is a good aim.
All right. Adri, you're up.
All right. Casseroles.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Category is.
Category.
Casseroles.
Casseroles, please.
And this only came up because my friend Casey got this book, and it was just called Casseroles. And I'm flipping through it because I'm like, okay, I love a good casserole.
Sure.
You know?
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't? Yeah. Comfort food at its finest.
Yeah.
But it was like the same recipe over and over, but they would just like call it different things. It would be like cheesy beef, but then it would be like beef cheesy.
Oh.
Cheesy beef casserole. Just like over and over.
And some people are going to go with that.
Exactly. And I was like, and it would be like number one recipe from...
Yeah. Oh.
Edna.
Oh, shit. Okay.
It was just a collection of recipes, but they just put all the same recipes in the collection.
I mean, it had different sections. It was like poultry, you know.
Beef. But everyone loves a beef and cheese casserole, basically. Yeah. I'm not mad.
I'm not mad either.
That's all I have to say about casserole.
What's your favorite kind of casserole?
I was going to say that.
Oh, God. Okay, so I make this like cheesy like chicken tortilla casserole.
Say more.
So it's like shredded chicken, and then I basically make like this is wild, you guys, like a queso.
Yeah.
And then fire
some
tomatoes.
The other thing
tomatoes.
We didn't mention is that how great of a cook Adrienne. Like, one of the things we forgot to leave out, the many roles.
God. Yeah. Uh-huh. Fire us tomatoes, jalapenos, onion, peppers, blah blah. And then
you hand make the queso.
Yeah, I make it all. Yeah.
I'm sure.
And then I basically make like a from scratch cream of chicken soup and then add cheese in to melt it all together.
Mm-hmm.
So then you cut up tortillas and you put it in there and you mix it up. And then you cover it with tortillas and then you brush butter on top.
Yeah.
And
you
then
do.
You bake it.
I'm weeping. So it's like I'm weeping.
Crispy on top and then it's like creamy inside. It's really good.
That sounds
I've never in my life been so good. Much hungry.
Like, when are you going to make that for? Literally
I make it fairly often.
Yeah.
I'll make it.
Okay.
I'll make it.
I'm coming to dinner next time. I'm going to literally show up.
Yes.
I'm
okay. That's fine. It's okay. That's okay. I don't care.
I make this one. It's like a chicken, ground chicken spaghetti squash, like peanut Thai.
Yeah.
So you bake the spaghetti squash first, right? And set it aside. Yeah. So then you like cook down like tomatoes, peppers, onions, carrots.
Mm-hmm. Yum.
And then ground chicken.
Fuck
and then
yeah.
you make this Thai peanut sauce that has like fish oil, fish sauce.
Yeah.
Peanut butter, honey, sriracha,
lime,
ginger.
Yes.
So you like blend this off, and so you put
That sounds so good.
All into like you mix it in with the meat and the vegetables and the sauce, and the spaghetti squash, and egg, which is like what it makes it like have like a consistency.
Wow.
And then
See, here's
you
the
drizzle
deal.
That sauce over it and put cashews and scallions.
Wow. That sounds
that was
great.
So bright. So that sounds so bright and delicious.
It's really delicious. It's my go-to. Like if anyone like has a baby or
you're
someone
this
dies.
This is what you're getting.
Like,
Oh, wait. Yes. First of all. No, that sounds healing though.
Yeah.
I get it. I get it. I truly get it.
Yeah.
Really
what
it.
About you?
I usually lean towards like an Italian style casserole.
Like a lasagna?
Yeah, I love a lasagna. Yeah. I love a ziti. Oh my God. Like
lasagna casserole?
Is lasagna?
It is.
It has to be.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because what is a casserole? Just a bake?
I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Right?
But lasagna might be its own category. It's like a subculture.
For sure. But I love like... Yeah. Oh my gosh, my nipples. Yeah. I'm just like meatball. Like if I have like a meatball then I'll like throw a little bit or like
half a meatball is a layer in lasagna.
Yeah, 100%. I'll just throw like noodles in fucking red sauce. I make like my own red sauces like a little bit. So like if that's usually what I have to use as the base.
Yeah.
Or like I cook some tortellini or like a thing. I'll just like throw it in there with some stuff.
I like just like baked pasta.
I love baked pasta. Like if that does that count as a casserole?
Yeah, I think so.
Other than that, I don't make casseroles. That casserole dishes that are cute, but I don't use them with that purpose.
Yeah, I understand.
They're multi-purpose. Yeah.
But I'm inspired now to like maybe make a little bit more casserole directional.
Yeah.
Like offering.
Direct casserole. Mm-hmm. All right, Tony, you're up.
Okay. So we're just gonna have to get into it.
Oh,
I wasn't going to,
let's
but I think we have to.
Yeah.
Okay, so have you listened to Cowboy Carter?
No.
Okay.
I didn't think this is
wait,
where we were
yes,
going.
Wait, yes, you did.
Okay, I did.
Carter, you
it was I, like, one.
I Beyonce boarded you. But listen, I mean, like, on your own,
God,
like, with
I
your heart
think
open.
This was gonna be it.
You didn't think it. What did you think it was going to be?
I don't know. Oh, I was scared and ready.
She were
just
you?
Said, like,
I was
said,
like,
she's like, yeah,
afraid.
This is you.
Here we go.
Yeah. Here we go. Oh, my God. I wish. Okay, I'm God.
Okay.
But, like, no. This is really, this one is wild to me because obviously I know you like Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? But I did not recognize that there was a part of her that you just were like, because I feel like you don't hate her.
I don't, but I also like, to be fair, like Lemonade, I didn't.
I didn't enjoy Lemonade that much either. Fair,
yeah.
My hand was raised.
Oh, I didn't even listen to it.
Damn.
I was like, I'm not even going to do this.
I think I did it like once or twice, and it just did not hit at all for me, and it just completely dropped by the wayside.
You guys are crazy.
I think the last time Beyonce really hit for me was like Halo.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But also, live your truth, live your experience. This is coming out of a place of curiosity for me. And I cannot relate.
I know.
It's so wild.
But,
I know.
But Adri was a very fair and just leader in that she said, for this one day of the release,
my gosh.
At the bar, I will allow you to play the entire album
from start to finish.
Yes. And she complained several times,
I
but
did.
In the end,
yeah.
But she always came back around to, you're
did.
Right.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
It is
thank you for letting
happiness.
Us have
it. It is a fair and just place that lets the people speak.
Liberty.
Through the musical
Through
selection.
The music. Your playlists are fucking fire also.
Oh my God.
Oh, the best.
But yeah, so that was just something that I needed to like,
okay.
I just need to check in on. You know what I'm saying?
Because
what's
you
next
think
was it? It was the checking in.
Solange.
I'm a team Solange.
Yeah.
That's real.
And so, on, this is just on my personal level, I had more Solange people on my side than Beyonce when I polled it.
Yeah, you did do the poll.
I
wouldn't participate. I refused.
That is interesting.
I literally refused. I was like, I can't.
I can't.
I was like, that's
I
the
know.
Sun and the moon. Like,
I know.
What do you mean I need them both?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I don't know, but I will listen to Cowboy Carter.
Okay, got you.
I'm going to listen
to it. Yeah, you're just not like seeking it right now.
Yes.
And that's okay.
Yeah, but
it'll
I will listen to it.
Yeah.
It is going to come to me.
Yeah.
Because I already know Jolene's a banger.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
For sure.
That's
obviously.
Real.
For sure.
Truly.
You know?
Are you guys geared for this new Taylor moment? Because
no.
What does it mean? Can y'all fill me in on what I should prepare myself for? I don't know anything about Dead Poets Society.
I don't know what's going
Christelle,
on.
Christelle, help us. How do we need to prepare for tomorrow?
You guys.
What do we need to know?
It's happening tomorrow?
It is happening at midnight. You
so
guys,
what are you doing to get ready?
I am filled with dread.
Wait.
Oh my gosh,
and
dread?
Anxiety. God. Because
why?
Because I've been traveling. I've been in my own. I've lived 10 lives.
For
since
sure.
I've seen you both.
Yes.
And I have not been able to dedicate one ounce of energy.
Oh, to this?
To understanding anything that's going on.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, so nobody
and
knows.
No one knows.
No, people know.
No, but what is actually happening? Is she releasing an album?
She's releasing an album.
Okay. See, I don't
but,
didn't even
but
know
But you
that.
Haven't been able to do your research that
but
you like to do.
There is like so much depth going on in the release of this album.
Okay.
That it is out of this world.
Okay.
And I can't keep up, but I will. She gave me one thing.
What
and
is she,
this
what are you
one thing will fulfill me until I get the music, which is what I actually really care about.
Right, right,
yeah.
Right. What is it?
Her first single and like the first music video and first drop is the song that she has with Post Malone.
Oh,
and
you love a Post.
I
you
love
a Post Malone
so much.
He's so good.
I have like wanted to sit on his face.
Yeah,
since the moment I saw him.
Isn't he? Yeah, he's hot. He's really
he's
hot.
So hot.
He's
to
really
me.
Hot.
I think he's so hot. And they had this picture together of just like for this single, like done just like sitting on a couch. And it's,
first of all, Post Malone is in his bag.
It is, yeah, he is.
He's in his fucking
he
bag.
Is.
That's hot.
And he looks good.
He looks so good.
He
looks happy. He's happy.
Yeah, he's so
But, like,
happy.
How could you not be happy if you're just making music with fucking Taylor Swift and Beyonce?
Yeah.
Like, what? Like,
you're doing something right.
He's having such a good time.
Damn.
Right place,
anyway, so, like, that's all I need, and that's all I need to know.
Perfect.
And I probably won't.
So we don't know the mood?
The mood is...
Like, what's the mood? Is it angsty? Is it...
Yeah, it's a breakup angsty. Album.
Oh, it's a breakup album.
It's a breakup album from her seven-year relationship.
Holy shit.
Who got you.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who was it?
Damn, so that's going to hit you. Yeah, who was
Joe
it?
Joe Alwyn is like a, an actor from the UK.
Okay.
Yeah. So... Wow.
Damn.
I don't know much about him, to be honest. I, like, didn't go... I don't go deep
I
into
I cannot
them.
Do another breakup album.
Well, that's
Eternal Sunshine by fucking Ariana Grande is...
Slaps.
It's slapping so hard. Mm. But it's putting me in a place that I'm like, girl, it's summer. I don't have a man. It's literally summer. I don't have a man. So what are you talking about?
Know.
Like, why am I over talking about we can't be friends?
Yes.
Like, I can be friends with whoever. Like, I really can't.
But it does, like, I listen to these songs and then I'm like so free of them. I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Like, yes. I can just like take it for what it
you're
is.
Right, you're right.
But when I listen to That Boy Is Mine, like...
I can't.
Gotcha.
Then I'm just like, okay, well, one day when I listen to this
one
song,
day.
It
yeah.
will apply.
It will apply.
Yeah.
And I'm just, you know, looking forward to when that time comes.
That's funny.
Do you listen to Control SZA's album?
Yes, I did.
So Eternal Sunshine gives me SZA's Control for girlies that went to private school.
Hilarious.
Do you see what I'm saying?
100.
It's for girls that went to private school and their Control vibe. God. It's the grandma interlude.
That's
it's
so
the
funny.
Fucking planets.
Yeah.
It's the
yes, it's,
the sassy
yes.
little breakdowns. God. I was like, this is they are connected.
No, for yes. sure. That's good. That's really good.
Yeah. So I just had to get that off my chest.
Yeah, that's like great. Okay, so my high note is actually let's pick. You can pick which one we want to go with.
Okay.
Because these are both high notes that when you and I were together, we put down.
Okay.
So one of them is waiting in line at Libs for the bathroom, which is a whole storyline unto itself.
Dread.
Because really how I think about my interactions and the undergoings of their storylines.
Yes.
Right?
In the dark
1,000%.
In
right?
the fucking
And you
dark
know, like,
a
in some storylines, you play a main character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In others, you're a supporting role.
Oh,
in others, you are just a spectator.
Yeah.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Of the various interwebs that are happening.
Yes. Mm.
So that's a storyline in itself, waiting in line in the Libs bathroom. And the second one is that you could tell the story of when Janet Jackson came into Liberty. And you served her.
I vote Janet Jackson.
Janet Jackson.
I vote JJ.
Oh, God. Okay. So Janet Jackson has been there.
Mm-hmm.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Because I was working.
Yeah.
And it was a shift that I had picked up, which Kyle will tell you. He's like, I had to get a fucking haircut that day. Pissed.
Oh, my God. Kyle praying for you always.
So
that's
literally.
Really
that
like,
is
I
pissed.
Hope you're healed.
That
I hope
pissed.
You're healed,
that
babe.
That would have been such a good storyline.
Yeah. I hope Kyle's healed. Because I also. Oh,
well, we also just talked about it, too, like a couple days ago because we were all together. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I'm working. It's a normal, slow, happy hour shift. My friend Emma's
what day is
at
it?
The bar. Oh, God. It was probably... It was a happy hour. I can't remember. And there is a giant tour bus that pulls up and parks across the street. Not unusual. I'm like, oh, it's probably like someone's in town, whatever. So I see all these people filtering out of the bus. They're going into the tattoo shop next door. And then they all come into Liberty's all at once. And there's like 15 of them. They're all kind of dressed similarly. I'm like,
what kind of vibe are they giving off?
They're giving off like kind of weird.
Kind of weird.
Kind of weird. Okay. I was like, what are you? Like, what is the group? Like, what are you?
Right.
What are you do? What do you do?
Yeah.
So I couldn't really tell. And then I could also tell that a couple people were like bouncer-esque.
Oh.
So I'm like, that's why I was like,
security.
Are you famous people that I don't
gotcha.
Know?
Right, right, right.
Obviously. So then Janet Jackson walks in and
like,
I look at
what?
Her and my face goes red and like my stomach drops into my butt. And
what's
I'm like,
what's she wearing?
She has like a high slicked back bun. And she had on like a black shirt with like, I don't know, something like red, like something underneath. I don't
know. Oh my gosh.
She's tiny.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Tiny.
A fairy.
Yes. And so all of her dancers are ordering dirty martinis and I'm
period.
Out of olive juice.
Fuck.
And I'm like, Janet Jackson is here. I don't have dirty martinis.
No.
And I'm looking at Emma at the end of the bar. I'm like, number one, I think that's Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
Number two, I need you to run to Pony. You need to run a motor. I have to get olive juice.
Yeah.
no olive juice. So I had a jar of jalapenos. So I was making them jalapeno martinis.
Okay. How did they taste?
They loved it.
They loved it.
I kept making them. I was like, holy shit.
This is
so then
off.
Janet comes up and she has like two
cocktail
bodyguards behind her. And I had like brewed a jug of like peach tea at my house and I brought it in. And she looks at me and she
Adri thing.
And she looks and she goes, well, what's that? I was like, oh, like it's peach
because
tea.
Because she's so inquisitive.
Yeah. And I was like, it's like my peach tea. She was like, oh, okay. Well, I'll have a cranberry. And I was like, okay. Gave her cranberry juice.
Did she get ice?
Yeah, ice cool. And a straw.
Lemon? Or sorry, no. Lime?
A lime?
No lime, no. Just cran.
That's so fucking chill.
Do you
chill.
Regret not sharing your peach tea with Janet Jackson?
If she would have asked for some, I would have given it to her.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Do you think that she was trying to like get you to offer it to her low key? Like,
I don't know.
Okay,
that's something
black
I can't
out?
Think about.
Just black out.
Yeah, I can't think about that. Yeah, exactly.
Honestly, if she if I were there, I would have laughed.
So cute the
I would have been freaked
said
out.
It. I don't know. She's like, cranberry.
Oh.
You know, like so cute. But like, when I see celebrities, I don't like acknowledging that they're a celebrity.
Right, right, right.
Because
I just
like,
leave.
No.
I'm like, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
I look
forever.
At you and I'm like, oh, loser.
Yeah, not really. Literally. But yeah.
I'm like, don't look at you.
Yeah.
So I like,
I'm flirting.
I do kind of regret being like, hey, yeah. Miss Jackson.
Yeah.
You know?
Literally, if you'd
like,
ask
give,
me.
Like giving like her the
yeah.
respect.
Yes.
Perhaps.
Exactly. Instead of you just know? Like sweating. Yeah.
Because like,
yeah.
you have two lanes you can go. You either like, put Janet Jackson music on immediately and freak her out, or you just ignore the fuck out of her. You know,
exactly.
Like what?
That would have been a move.
It was crazy.
Was she just like so happy? Like, what was her energy like?
Very calm.
Okay.
Like chilling.
Chill.
She was chilling.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Did they hang out there for a while?
No, they were only there for another like 10 minutes, and then they all left.
How many people was it?
Oh my god, there were like 15-ish
oh,
dancers.
And fucking jalapeno
that's
martinis.
That's what they
yeah,
were,
those
dancers.
Were the, her dancers.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Yeah, those were her backup dancers.
Oh, but they were so hot.
Yeah, it was cool.
That is cool.
It was wild.
That is good. Okay, Adri, you're up. We will do one more. This is the final round, so pick a good
okay,
one.
Okay, I feel like you should do one, Tony.
Okay. Oh, this is a thing. You and I don't know, Crystal, how you feel about this, but Adri and I are massive Midwestern fans of Dr. Pepper.
Mm.
We have it on the gun at Libs if people don't know.
That's true. People don't know
people
that there's
don't
Dr.
Know
Pepper on the
that
gun.
There's DP on the gun.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good to know. I feel like that's medicinal.
Yeah.
It is. And it's been a big part of our friendship. We've had some like Dr. Pepper memories together.
Yeah.
But they're taking it out of Gold Star and Skyline.
I did
and,
see that.
You know, I think that is lame as fuck, to be honest with you.
I feel like Meredith is is unwell.
Prayers for fucking Meredith.
Prayers for Meredith.
Because
prayers
that's so unfair.
It is.
And you know what I'm saying? It's like, is this a health initiative? But like, they're just going to keep Coke, right?
Yeah, it's probably just a vendor selection.
That's
that they're
fucking
like
lame. Mm-hmm. Do we need to all start drinking more Dr. Pepper? I know this is a health podcast, centric podcast.
So, well, it is made by a doctor. So.
But it is made by a doctor. You know what I'm saying? Sponsored, What the Fit, High on the Hill, sponsored by Dr. Pepper.
It's really hard to argue that. And I will tell you, when I was a young girl, okay, you know, at Girl Scouts or, you know, any place where they were serving cans of cola.
Yeah.
Pop as we call them here in Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm a soda girl.
I was a soda girl because I was from New Jersey.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, if we're East Coast, Vermont. Like, I think
not
they
even though.
No.
I mean, I lived in like Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Well, they said soda in New Jersey. And when I came to Ohio and all my peers were saying pop, and I was like, what the fuck is that? And I was like, that's such a weird word for it. But obviously, you have to catch on quick if you want to be accepted by others. So pop it is.
Yeah.
So Dr. Pepper was my pop of choice as a child. I would love to come home and get
good.
A Dr. Pepper and eat pretzels
just,
and watch Pokemon.
Oh.
I love
I'll do that right now.
Like, for
like,
sure.
Right
for sure.
Now.
So I'm with you. Mm-hmm. I would just say now I prefer a diet Dr. Pepper. Like,
me
is
too.
That is
I
that,
like a DDP.
Is that
a DDP? That's crazy.
If that's accepted, then like
that's
I'm
accepted.
All
then that's what you want.
Then
that's
I will push
cool.
the agenda.
Yes. Oh, I get it. Okay.
I love diet
more,
Dr. Pepper.
If we need a petition, you know what I'm saying?
But I'm also Diet Coke.
Oh,
girl.
DC. Okay.
I love DCs.
Yeah.
Her. There's again medicinal. There's a for me. It's a time and a place.
A time and a place.
Yeah.
And Coney's is where the place is. If there's a Coney involved, or a hearty hot dog, or a burger, give me a fucking.
I don't like
Dr.
it with
Pepper.
Food.
You don't.
Yeah.
No, I want to. I want to have the experience on its own.
I'm
it's
either water or iced tea.
Oh, okay.
Eat.
Cool.
Iced tea is my Skyline order.
Weird.
Yeah.
I'm not mad, just intrigued.
Yeah, I know.
What cool. is your Skyline order?
It depends. Mm. I love Respect. This topic, though.
Yeah. Four conies all the way.
Four conies.
Habanero cheese.
Mustard onion.
Yeah. Or okay. if I get two and two, I'm down with that. Yeah. Like two habanero, two regular, just so they can like have a little diversity.
Or I'll do one coney, a four-way onion, or I do the buffalo chicken wrap.
Yo, unsung hero.
It. Or the Greek salad.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do a Cholito.
Hell yeah. Add spaghetti or no?
Usually no.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And a coney.
Yeah.
I like that.
Always.
Yeah. Yeah. Every time.
Every time.
Because, like, how do you stray away from comfort?
Why
would you?
For me, I know. That's just how I feel.
Or sometimes I do a coney as an appetizer and then a buffalo chicken wrap.
Period.
Because it's the best of both worlds.
It is. And that big-ass salad.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Okay. We'll do one more. So I saw recently this thing on Instagram today that they wanted to replace George Washington on the dollar bill with Dolly Parton and call it the Dolly Bill.
Yes.
Why are we not?
And I think that's the most brilliant idea I've ever heard in my entire life.
It's about time.
That is amazing.
It is amazing.
So like, I'm thinking bill. Is like, it's probably time for a refresh on all the bills.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
So who else are because you thinking?
First of all, Dolly Parton has way more money than George Washington did.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? She's an enterprising woman.
She is. Yeah.
What did that man
but
do?
Like a remake Dolly of the song bill. Dolly Dolly Bills.
Yeah. Oh. Roll it out. Roll
this
it out.
This must happen.
This must happen. This,
like,
if I'm going to be expected to pay taxes, which I had to extend, I'm expected to do that, you know what I'm saying, and all this other shit, I want to be paying money with Dolly bills.
Yeah. My accountant literally just said, please call me when you have
fuck. Okay. No, sorry.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't
but
matter.
It's funny but timing it's, that we brought that up.
Yeah.
Okay, so like who do we, so I kind of was thinking about this and I thought, okay so for the $5 bill, Abe Lincoln's on the $5 bill, and I think that a good replacement would be Oprah.
Oh, for
like,
sure.
Like, for the people, a $5. Yeah. Like, it's not, you know.
Yeah.
It's just,
I agree.
It's kind of rare almost to see a five.
Yeah.
You know,
I agree.
Like, Oprah, that feels good.
Yeah.
So then for the $20, which we're replacing Andrew Jackson, now $20 bill is a very common bill, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's basically a dollar these days.
Yeah.
So I thought it only appropriate that Taylor Swift be on the $20 bill.
You know why? The amount of jobs she's created for people in this country and around the world,
yeah.
I think it would only be fair.
I agree with
right?
this.
So.
Okay, so then this one, this is a wild card. This I really thought about.
Okay.
So for the $50 bill, which Ulysses S. Grant is on the $50 bill, you do not see a lot of
$50
bills.
Okay.
Do
unless
you
you're in the industry. Unless you work in with
but
drawers.
But even then, we see like, them not
as
probably more than you do, I guess.
Right.
Yeah, but still lesser but still, of the bills.
Yes, 1,000%.
Okay, so I am petitioning for this woman named Hedy Lamarr.
Oh, I love her.
So she escaped Nazi Europe and moved to Hollywood and became this like glamorous, gorgeous actress.
Okay.
Literally.
But she also was brilliant and devised this spectrum technology that later became the basis of wireless communication, enabling Bluetooth and Wi-Fi.
What?
She was a baddie.
She enabled Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Like she,
and this is what, the 50s, 40s?
Insane.
On the $50 bill.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
She's the one that is credited the imagery like... on the moon. Like, if you see the pictures of, like, Donna Summer or, like, Florence from Florence and the Machine.
Yeah.
And they have, like, the crescent moon, and you're, like, laying on the moon and kind of, like, twinkling over.
Like
that's
Hedy
Lamarr's,
thing?
Like, original. Like,
oh my
that's
God,
her imagery that she, okay. like.
That's what's on the $50
that's
bill.
That's on the $50
yes,
bill.
That's
yeah,
that's
like, that
cool.
was her, like, star like kind that. Of, like, thing.
Yeah.
That was
yeah. good.
Her marketing.
And then, so for the $100 bill, which Benjamin Franklin's on, 100 is that's a good. I think that's
and for
a
which
good,
Benjamin Franklin
bill.
Is so weird looking.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to look
he
at him
like
spending 100.
Let's
like,
go.
Sorry,
spud out.
But like you gotta go, Spud.
Yeah, gotta go, Spud.
Honestly,
so,
R.I.P.
I'm nominating Ruth Bader Ginsburg for the $100 bill.
I like that.
First of all, the fact that this is a lineup of stellar motherfucking women
is
important to me.
Yeah.
That's the only way. That's the only fucking way that I want to throw money. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like we should put Martha Stewart on a $2
bill. Oh my gosh. Hi, FDIC. We have some suggestions. Is that who we talked to? U.S. Treasury?
Stewart.
At the U.S. Treasury, y'all.
We tried to make
the queer $2 bill.
Out of commission, but you stuck around, baby.
We haven't even gotten to the coins.
We
haven't even gotten to the coins.
Martha.
We didn't even get to the coins.
Get to the coins.
Yeah, that'll be a topic for another time.
For sure.
Time. Okay, God. Well, this was so much fun.
This was great.
This was great.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your beautiful day.
Yeah, what a fun way to spend the afternoon.
Get high on the hill.
Yes.
Okay, everyone go see Adri and Tony at Liberty's Bar and Bottle. On Main Street. There's cute little pigs out front.
They're so cute. Also, sorry for smacking gum this whole time. That wasn't cute.
No one heard.
Okay, cool.
I don't think.
Right.
Yeah. All right, love you. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you're following me on Instagram at Chrissy Girlie, KRISSYGIRLIE, and at What The Fit Podcast. If you're loving What The Fit, please help spread the word. Send it to a friend, share it to your story, and if you are looking for even more exclusive content, become a Patreon member. You can find it at patreon.com/whatthefitpodcast. Love ya.